Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good afternoon. God bless you, one and all. What a glorious and wonderful day in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord spoke to me and he said, "Shake the dust off your feet." Really, Lord? What are you talking about? You know, sometimes it's not a good thing when you sweat and you pray and you cry and you lament. When you've been called to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, you give everything you have praying over the folks the Lord called you to. And they just don't receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. Or they come and they appear to give their life to Him. And then they walk away. It's heartbreaking. I tell you. You work with folks, you pray over folks, and they walk away. Or they appear to walk away. Those of you that have been in the ministry any at all, or worked with your neighbor or your relative, any length of time, know the heartache and the heartbreak of watching someone walk away. It just breaks your heart. What do? We tell it to Jesus. We tell it to Jesus. After all, it's Him they've rejected. It's Jesus they've rejected. Let us pray. Lord God of heaven and earth, this heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool. Lord, you see us. You know us. You hear every beat of our heart. Every flitter of our eye, every thought, every time our tongue wags, you hear it all. You know every footstep. You know our lying down and our getting up. Oh, indeed, you know it all. You know the thoughts of our heart, the intents of our hearts. You know when we're lying to you, when we are lying to the Holy Spirit. Yes, you do. You know, Father God, when we go out and minister in your name. You know the end results. You know, Father God, when we go as sheep to the slaughter out there in the prey into that wicked world. You know who's going to receive us, who's going to reject us, who's going to give us lip service. As sheep to the slaughter. Out among the wolves. You, Father God, have us under your wings like the eagles. You're going to protect us. You know us. You love us. You know we're going to get a broken heart out of it sometime or another because of the wickedness of men's hearts. Lord God, help us. We'll come out of it a little wiser, a little different tactics. We'll lick our wounds, but we'll praise you. It'll be a crown for us, another star in our crown. But you know, Lord, you know the outcome. We don't. The final call. You know the final call. Thank you that you know the final story and how it actually will turn out. We will be obedient to you. Let you have your way. Thank you for the reading of your word, Lord. Help us to be instant in season, out of season. Convince, exhort, and rebuke with all longsuffering. Go and do the work of an evangelist. As you called us to do, neighbor to neighbor, relative to relative, go and preach your word. Love on people. Live our lives accordingly. That when people see us, they see you. Holy Spirit, I ask you to rain down on us today. Help us to let our light so shine among men. When they see us, they see Jesus. To your glory, to your honor, and to your praise. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord spoke to me and said, shake the dust off your feet. I want to welcome the United States, Germany, Switzerland, China, Israel. Oh, wow. Australia, France, Great Britain. And all the other most wonderful countries that came into the website. All the unknowns, that category, man, I tell you, I'm going to shout and sing, oh, glory, when I see all the unknowns one of these days in the great by and by. In Egypt, Japan, and all the others that came into Blog Talk Radio. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Amen and amen. I want to shout, and I want to sing, and I'm going to shout glory, glory, glory with my brothers and sisters all over the world. Welcome, everyone. Glad to see you. Glad you could make it today. Amen. In the archives. I was going through Blog Talk Radio's archives of my show, and I am elated to see all the folks that are going through my archives and listening to the shows of past. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you are being blessed by the wonderful words of life that the Lord has so bountifully given us. Do keep coming. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord spoke to me recently as I was praying about burdens I have in the ministry He has called me to, and I have burdens, let me tell you. On the worldwide ministry that He's given me through Blog Talk Radio and my pastorate that I have been so blessed with, I have such a sweet congregation. I pray that the Lord continues to bless the congregation of Calvary Assembly of God, Pampa, Texas. On the corner of Love Street and Crawford, isn't that gorgeous that I have a little church on Love Street? Isn't that beautiful? I pray that He continues to bless and adds to this congregation daily and adds to the church daily all over the world to those that are being saved. Amen. Ooh, that gives me goosebumps. I love to say that. I truly do. I say that every day, that the Lord is adding to the church daily those who are being saved. I love that. In Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, Europe, North, South, and Central America, that He is adding to the church daily those who are being saved. filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, my goodness. Glory. And he led me again for the umpteenth time to Luke 10. Luke 10, particularly 1 through 28, and we will continue further as the Lord leads through that particular chapter. Join me as I share my journey and the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I tell you, so much I want to tell you guys. There's just not enough hours in the day. Blessings and shalom, Pastor Evangelist and Pastor Lacey K. Green. Remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for children and old folks and all nations. Amen. Amen. Our tag words are, the harvest is ready. Here am I, Lord, send me. Is that you? Are you proclaiming, here I am, Lord, send me? Remain in one place. Do not go from house to house. And I have a comment about that. Indeed, I do. Do not go from house to house. Some folks don't want to be saved. You need to remember that. And it's not your fault. There are folks in this world you can preach to till you turn purple, pink, green, and they are not going to receive the gospel. And it's not your fault. Let me tell you something. It took me forever to finally come to peace with that. It took me forever to finally reconcile that fact, that I'm not the failure in that situation. Some folks reject Jesus. And that's not Jesus' fault either. Some folks don't want Jesus. And that's just the way it is. They'd rather worship Satan and the world. And it's not your fault. You are not the failure. Lord God of heaven and earth, as heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool, Holy Spirit, I ask you to rain down on us today. And everyone that's tried to minister in your name that feels brokenhearted over people rejecting Jesus, heal their broken heart. Heal them, Father God, and let them know that they did not fail you, Jesus. They did not fail you. The folks they ministered to failed because they did not want Jesus Christ. The word speaks to that, about the hardening of the heart like Pharaoh, etc. Let us read Luke chapter 10. The mission, the 70 were sent out, remember? Let's go up just a little bit. No man, verse 62 of 10. No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Folks, I read that to you so that you will be healed. If you are lamenting over such and such rejecting Jesus and you think it's your fault, it's not. It's not. Forget about it. You've prayed about it. You've committed their soul to Jesus. You've committed that part of your ministry to Jesus. Go on. Give it to Jesus. Lay it at his feet and go on. It hurts. It hurts. It cuts deep. I know. I know. I know. Mashila Haima. Aima. Ay, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Mahai. In Jesus' name. Heal us, Lord. Heal us. Mashi. Mashi. Mahai. Hai. Heal us, Lord. Heal us now. Heal us now. Praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the healing right now. Let the memory of their rejection just slide away. Just slide away. It's not on these ministers. It's not on the ministers. It's on the listeners. It's not on the ministers. It's on the listeners. It is up to them to reject or to receive. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Chapter 10. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them two by two before his face in every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, and the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into this to his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, sack, or sandals, and greet no one along the way. But whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you." Isn't that interesting? "And remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house." Now, isn't that interesting? In other words, it's saying don't cold canvas. Do not go from house to house. I think that's interesting. Now, I know there's people that take exception to this. I can't help it. If you don't like it, you take it up with Jesus. I didn't say it. The Word does. Let's read it again. But whatever house you enter, first say, "Peace to this house." And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for a laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Now, there's another subject. Eat what things are set before you. Don't reject what's given to you. Ew, I can't eat that. Well, I'm sorry, but that's not good enough for me. I can't eat that. Watch out now. And heal the sick who are there, and say to them, "We got a guest." Okay? Well, what the... Hello?
Hi.
God bless you. Hello?
Hi,
fine. And you? Who? Yes, who am I speaking to, please?
This is Coach Rusty. I'm a basketball coach at a Christian school here in New York State. It's great to talk to you.
Wonderful. God bless you, Coach. And how are you today?
I'm doing great, and I'll apologize in advance. I'm in the middle of a practice now, and we listen to your show before our practice to, you know, get with the Lord and to get inspired. So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about Jesus and ask you to pray for our team.
Wonderful. You listen to my show before your game?
in the locker room. We absolutely do. And, you know, but we get a little inspired. We pray before each practice that the Lord grants us a healthy practice. And we just want to thank you.
Well, sir, I have goosebumps.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Well, I do too, getting to talk to you.
I am overwhelmed with the blessing. Coach, I am absolutely thrilled. God bless you, sir. Now, you're from New York. Where in New York again?
Oh, we're a little bit upstate in Westchester. We're up in Cortland.
Wow. That is awesome. Well, may I pray for your team. Now, what's the name of your team?
We're the Cortland Lord Lovers.
Let's spell it.
The Cortland, Cortland, Lord Lovers. Like we love the Lord.
Cortland Lord Lovers. That is fabulous.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, and y'all listen to my show. I am just blown away. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm speechless, sir.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm coaching them right now, so I apologize.
No, that's just wonderful. Yes, well, let me pray for y'all right now. You ready?
What's that?
You ready for me to pray with you?
If I'm a little distracted, I apologize. I'm trying to coach these guys now, too.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Lord God of heaven and earth, as heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool. Father God, I ask you to lay your hand on this team, this coach right now. I ask you to bless them, Father God. I ask you to let this team be victorious. Let them be victorious and mighty men and mighty men of valor right now. In Jesus' name, a Christian team, Father God, that blesses you in everything they do. Father God, I ask you for health and healing and total protection over their bodies, their minds, their souls, and their spirits. We praise you, Father God, and we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Well, amen, that was beautiful.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you. I think we're going to win tomorrow night because of you.
Well, you betcha. I want to hear the word. I want to hear a good word, okay?
Well, amen is the word, and praise Jesus.
Amen. Praise Jesus is right.
Brent Hadley, get off the bench. Get in there. Shoot some free throws, Hadley. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, God bless you. We got it. Our team ain't that good, but we tried.
Hey, that's right. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is. It is. Ronnie, shoot it.
What town in New York are you from, sir?
Oh, up in Cortland, north of New York.
Cortland, yeah, okay.
Walker, you can do better than that. Yeah, I sound a little tough when I coach, but you got to be a little stern sometimes.
That's right, sir.
Yeah. Stop eating,
Benji.
Get the game.
Well, sir, thank you for calling in. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
You have a blessed day.
Put down that filet of fish, Harmeyer. Get in the game.
Anyway, back to the show. Let's see, we'll go back to where we were. And they healed the sick who were there, and to say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go into the streets and say that the very dust of your city which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. Let's go back. I think I missed a verse here. Okay, let's go back up. Let's go back up here. Okay. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give you. For the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. And heal the sick who are there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near you. But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, ready? The very dust of your city which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. But I say to you that it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethesda! For if the mighty works which were done in you have been done in Tyre and in Sodom, then they would have repented a great while ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in that judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, which are exalted to heaven, will be thrusted down to Hades. He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. Let's stop right there. Now, this is what I have to say. Let's go back here. It says, and he spoke to me, the Lord spoke to me, and he says, shake the dust off your feet. I have worked, and those of you that have been in the ministry have worked mightily with folks. And you've worked with them, and you've worked with them, and you've prayed over them, and you've prayed over them. And they just reject. Or they appear to be receiving, and you think you've made progress. And then for no apparent reason, they turn and they walk away. And you just can't understand what happened. Where did it go wrong? It's just like the parable of the soils. And you cannot, for the life of you, figure out what happened. And you lament, and you weep, and you mourn, and you pine, and you cry, and you search the word, and you can't figure out what did you do wrong. What did you do wrong? And you take it all on yourself. What did you do? What did I do wrong, Lord? What did I say wrong? Where did I miss the mark? And you didn't do it. You did not do it. And the enemy comes in like a rushing mighty wind, like a flood, the accuser of the brethren, and tries to tell you that you did it. See, you did this. You should have done that. You should have said this. And he uses, quote, well-meaning people to tell you, well, it was all your fault. You should have said this. If I'd have been you, I'd have said that. If I'd have been you, I'd have done this. You should have said that. And it's not so. It's not so. And those very people that you worked with may come back later on you and said, well, you said this. You said that. Nope. That's not so. It's not so. If they really, really, really wanted a relationship, really wanted a relationship with the Lord, they would have grabbed that relationship. They would have sought that relationship. They would have wanted that relationship, and they would have sought Jesus. And that's the truth. If you want Jesus bad enough, you will cling to Jesus, and you will search for Jesus, and you will find him. Don't let the enemy accuse you. You understanding? Are you following me? Of course you are. Of course you are. Dust off your feet. I have spent so much time working with people, running after people, going and picking them up and taking them here and taking them there. Wearing myself out. Praying over them. Only to find out they really didn't mean it. They weren't looking for Jesus. They were just looking for attention. Until somebody new came along. You see, there's always somebody new to come along. There's always a new pretty face. There's always a new party in town. There's always a new gig. Always. There's always a new bigger, better. There's always a new church, a new gig in town. And that's what people are looking for. It's not about Jesus. It's about the party. It's about the gimme. What can I get? And you can work just so much with someone. And then it's up to them. If they don't want it, you can't force it down their throat. Enough is enough. It took me years to learn that. Years. It's like a mama praying. A mama never quits praying for her children. Whether her children are in their 60s or 70s and a mama's in her 90s, she never quits praying for her children. But a mama knows there's so much a mama can do. Her children have to fall on their faces. Well, there just comes a time. You don't run from house to house. I've had to learn. I cannot force my congregation to come to church. I cannot do it. The door is open, and they know it. I'm not going to run behind them. They're there or they're not. I can't do it. I've had several nervous breakdowns in my life running behind people, trying to please the world. And I won't do it again, Lord willing. Jesus doesn't expect us to. No, he doesn't. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Indeed. How about you? Do you have a congregation that you attend? Are you expecting your pastor, your elders, your Sunday school teacher, your whoever, to come and hold your hand and remind you every day that church is open? Shame on you. That's not their job. You know where your church is. It's your job to get you there. Your responsibility is to Jesus. It's your job to get you there. And your job to go out and tell people about Jesus and bring people to church with you so that you and those people can be taught of the Lord and fellowship. My name is Evangelist Lacey K. Green. The Lord spoke to me and he said, shake the dust off your feet. Don't chase them down anymore. Love them. Love them and hold them so dear to your heart. Hold them and love them. Mash them and hold them and love them, and I do. Not a day goes by that I don't pray fervently and earnestly, deeply, for every single one in my past and in my present and in my future, for my radio listeners, my Facebookers, my Twitters, my website viewers, and so forth, and my congregation. This coach from New York, the Cortland team. Coach, you are now officially on my prayer list and your team. God bless you. Go with God. Indeed. Let me know how it turns out for you guys. www.laceykministries.org. www.laceykministries.org. Come back on the show and let me know. Monday afternoon, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thursday afternoon, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Father God, we praise you and honor you and glorify your name. You're the King of Kings, Lord, and you're the Lord of Lords. There's no one like you in all of heaven and all the earth. Indeed. Indeed. Verse 17, when the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name, he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven or in the book of life. Revelations 21:27. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them. Prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by the Father, and no one knows the Son but the Father, and the Father is but the who the Father is but the Son, and the one to whom the Son reveals to him. And he turned to the disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it. Wow, does that give you goosebumps? How to inherit eternal life. Cross-reference this with John 3, 1 through 21. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, it is written in the law. What is your reading of it? And he answered and said, you shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said, you have answered rightly, and this is, and do this, and you will live. Wow. My time is going to run out. Those of you that have listened to me any at all know that I very, very rarely ever close a show without the invitation. It is so rare that I do. Heaven forbid that I would do so. I don't sleep at night when I do that. I don't sleep at night when I don't offer the invitation. The invitation goes like this. I believe, I receive, I am saved. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was crucified on the cross at Calvary and rose again after 3 days. I ask him to come into my heart and into my life and forgive me of all my sins, remembering them no more. Does that give you goosebumps or what? Sure does me. I'll live my life for you, Jesus. Thank you for being my Savior, my healer, my comforter, my deliverer, and my best friend. You know, when the Lord gave me that, this invitation, he gave it to me one day. This is pure scripture. When he gave this to me, I had pen and paper. He spoke this to my heart, and he told me, write it this down. And I wrote it down word for word that he gave me in the spirit. Please repeat it back with me. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, or if you need a fresh touch, or you need ask him afresh and anew to be your Savior and be reconciled. I believe, I receive, I am saved. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was crucified on the cross at Calvary. Rose again after 3 days. I ask him to come into my heart and into my life. Forgive me of all my sins, remembering them no more. I'll live my life for you, Jesus. Thank you for being my Savior, my healer, my comforter, my deliverer, and my best friend. Wow. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. When you read it, you read that it says, baptism saves us. We talked about John chapter 3. Read the whole thing. Nicodemus asked Jesus, how do we get saved? Read Acts chapter 4, 5 through 12 and following. It all talks about it. You'll find every kind of example that a person could possibly want about baptism and the examples of baptism. Folks, you cannot escape the necessity of baptism. Baptism is fully immersed. We talked just the other day about Philip and the eunuch. The eunuch said, here is water. What does hindereth me to be baptized? He was reading the word, and he saw the necessity immediately for baptism, and he said, right now I want to be baptized. Here is water. What does hindereth me to be baptized? Straight away they went down, and he was fully immersed, baptized, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you do anything less, you need to question it and go and be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, indeed. Jesus gave the great commission, and that's what he said to do. Why would you do anything less than what Jesus says to do? Tell me. Why would you do anything less than what Jesus says to do and what Jesus did? Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. I'm telling you. I'm telling you for sure. Yes, indeed. Numbers 23, I'm going to paraphrase it, said, God told me to bless, and when God tells you to bless, that's what you do, and you can't take it away. So this is what I'm going to do. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. And give you peace. I bless you this day in the name of Yeshua Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace. I bless my guest and his team, the Cortland team. Amen and amen. In New York. Isn't that glorious? I sure thank you for coming and being with me today. You lifted me up. Bless my life. I hope my prayer blessed y'all so very much. Thank you for being a listener of my show. Do come again. You just don't know how you bless me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, I ask you to touch the listeners of this radio broadcast. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He can be your Jesus too. I ask you to bless them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I blow them all a holy healing kiss in the glorious and precious name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Heal them, Lord. Heal them all. Whatever their needs are. Heal them. Take care of them and love them. Everyone that needs you, Lord, in any area of their life, touch them in a mighty way. Indeed. Indeed. Take the name of Jesus Christ with you everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. God bless you, Coach. Take care of yourself. Take care of your team. Team, you take care of Coach. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. As the Lord wills, I will see you Monday, April the 16th. Yep, April the 16th, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Until we meet again. Vio Candias, God bless you. Go with God.